The answer is G, no specific mutation. The diagnosis is autoimmune hemolytic anemia secondary to infection, as evidenced by the positive direct antiglobulin test, also known as a Coombs test. This means we have antibodies against RBCs. Now, your take-home point is that we can get spherocytes in drug or infection-induced hemolytic anemia. Spherocytes are not limited to hereditary spherocytosis, okay? If we had a negative Coombs test, or if the question doesn't mention a Coombs test or anything about drug or recent infection, then we can assume that this is hereditary spherocytosis, which would give us, our answer would be heterozygosity in the spectrin, ankyrin, or band protein genes, cytoskeletal defect. Autosomal dominant condition, heterozygosity is sufficient. So choice A would be the answer in hereditary spherocytosis. In this case, it's the wrong fucking answer. And we're going to have no specific mutation, as this is simply autoimmune hemolytic anemia. That's it.